It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We learn about a new federal farm program to address climate change and how a grant will help Wisconsin dairy farmers invest in products that are called climate smart. According to the Biden administration, the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities will reach over 60,000 farms nationwide. As we discuss strategies in climate change mitigation and agriculture, call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Tim Trotter is CEO of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative in Green Bay with member farms in 9 states, including here in Wisconsin. Tim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, introduce us to your dairy co-op. How does it support dairy farmers in Wisconsin?
The primary focus of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative is representing dairy farmers with their processors. Our processors range from, you know, large processors to smaller ones, over 32 actually that our farmers ship to. We represent them in the marketplace, but also most importantly on federal priorities and their voice of milk within Washington. So also we're working on climate strategies, which is, you know, obviously the topic of today's conversation.
It sounds as if you have many member farmers. How do you gain consensus? How do you get on the same page with so many different sizes and types of dairy farm operations?
Thank you for asking that. We have a very robust strategic planning development process within our organization, which includes the voice of the farm. The voice of the farm is really what guides our organization and really has steered us in the direction of looking not only at common sense policies and regulations, but most importantly, empowering farms to really align in the marketplace. So we again, that voice of milk is not just a tagline. It's really what we do. We really represent our farms, again, in a very strategic way.
Well, let's take a look at this grant project, $50 million grant underway. U.S. Department of Agriculture is funding this effort through its Climate Smart Commodities Program. Can you describe the project for us?
Well, the project is really, you know, really aligning farmers in the marketplace and doing and really taking a look at the practices they're using on their farms and really evaluating those practices and make sure that it aligns with what the demands of the marketplace is. You know, our farmers do fabulous work every day when they get up and they do their work on their farms. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't always capture the great outcomes that are happening. So our project is really, you know, working with farms, partnering with farms to empower them to really do better things on their farm for the not only the climate, but also for their business, because they're not mutually exclusive. You can have a very well-protected environment and also a very robust agricultural community. So we're really trying to align the practices with the farms and really telling that story and showing the outcomes, because that's what's really important to people who have interest in food.
Well, let's dive into that a little bit. What are some examples of things that are, you know, better things on the farm that are good for the bottom line and good for the environment? What changes would be underway?
Well, a lot of things are happening on the fields, you know, conservation practices. Obviously, I think a lot of people have noticed how in the fall, the fields are turning green, farmers using cover crops to sequester carbon throughout the wintertime and throughout the growing season. For our dairy farms, we're using, you know, interesting concepts for manure management to make sure that they're applying manure when it's the nutrients, I should say, when it's mostly available to the plant. So I think we're really looking at innovative ways, really, how do we manage not only, you know, our cropland, but also manage our herds? Because, you know, one thing we don't remember is, you know, genetics and how we feed our animals and how we take care of our animals all have a role in sustainability and overall climate change.
We're talking with the CEO of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative in Green Bay. Tim Trotter is here as we look at new climate smart projects and what it means for dairy farmers here in Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions. You can share your concerns at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tim, before we get further in the jargon, can you share some examples of what are climate smart commodities?
Well, climate smart commodities is being developed. I mean, this is a very intuitive idea by USDA to understand that, you know, climate is on the minds of a lot of Americans, a lot of people throughout the world. And we want to make sure that when we're looking at the global landscape, now you think about the state of Wisconsin, we are a major exporter of protein throughout the world. And we want to make sure that our products that are going out there are meeting not only the expectations of the consumer, but exceeding them. And we believe that agriculture, as we begin to understand the data on our farms and understand how that impacts the great attributes of our dairy products, we want to make sure that we're well aligned in the marketplace. And that, and again, it really comes back to that partnership with consumers, partnership with government, partnership with farmers, all working together to really complement the work that we're doing, but also making sure that we're using all the best practices possible. But the interesting thing about our project is really empowering farms to innovate. And I think this is really an encouraging step by USDA to take, to understand that we need to meet farmers where they're at and help them in their journey forward. But also we want to have that two-way street, because farmers also are the key to a lot of great successes in the whole area of sustainability and climate change. So I think it's that partnership aspect that we're really hoping to shine a light, because this is not new to EDGE. You know, through Farmers for Sustainable Food, we have a robust amount. We have over 300 farms that are working with Farmers for Sustainable Food, and that's our nonprofit arm that's really working on environmental progress throughout the state. We have over 300 farms that have already begun this journey. So what we're hoping to do in this project is to be able to scale that throughout the 9 states that we represent milk in.
In terms of methane, one of the largest sources of methane emissions from agriculture includes manure management, and that is according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Does EDGE plan to examine manure management through this grant project?
Oh, absolutely. We have always been doing this, and many of our farms are very, very proactive in manure management. And I think I mentioned that earlier. You know, it's a great nutrient. It's an organic nutrient, and it's a nutrient that we want to make sure that we maximize, because let's be honest, in today's economics for farmers, they don't want to waste nutrients. We want those nutrients to be available to the plant when they need it. We don't want those nutrients to leach out and get into the water supply. So it's a win-win for everybody, obviously, to manage our nutrients the best they can, because at the end of the day, it's a dollar and cents issue for all farms. But most importantly, it's important to our water supply here in the state of Wisconsin.
As you look at the water supply, the federally funded project includes preserving water quality. What type of climate smart farming practices would improve the surrounding water quality?
Well, when you think about it, if you keep your soil in place and you keep your nutrients in place in the soil, you're going to have, you know, a much greater water quality. You know, we have many projects in the Door and Kewaunee County area, down in Lafayette County. We have projects that have been going on for over 4 years, and they have seen some tremendous advancements in water quality in those areas. And this is not just based on science. This is based on science and looking at the actual data that's being provided through this, through our pilot programs, because we've developed this framework that really empowers farms to look at the tools they have available to them, looking at their farms and saying, what are the areas that I have concerns? What are the areas that I want to improve? And not being prescriptive, but rather just providing them a menu of options to increase water quality. Because let's be honest, I mean, those cows and those farmers are also drinking that water and relying on that natural resource. So it behooves everybody to be on the same page and be able to improve year over year.
Tim Trotter is CEO of EDGE Dairy Farmer Cooperative in Green Bay, member farms in 9 states in the Midwest. You can join the conversation about climate impacts in agriculture. Call in with a question, share comments at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about expanding markets for what the U.S. Department of Agriculture calls climate-smart commodities and how Wisconsin's dairy industry will respond after landing a federal grant. You can be part of the discussion at any point. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative CEO Tim Trotter is here. Tim, what is the connection with the dairy industry and beet sugar and sugar beets as climate smart commodities? What is happening there?
Well, it's interesting. You know, when we were putting together our application for the submission to USDA, you know, one of the things we think about is all the different commodities that we work with in the upper Midwest. And when you think about it, not only from an agronomic standpoint, that there's a lot of sugar beets raised, and especially in the Red River Valley of Minnesota, which is a part of our milk fed, but also those products are also used simultaneously in products. When you look at a lot of ingredients, you see milk and sugar typically in a lot of products. So it made sense for us when we're working with CPGs and working with some of the end users, you know, it really made sense for us to partner together in this initiative. In some cases, these will be the same farms, you know, that develop, you know, not only raise beet sugar, but also dairy products. So it just seemed to be a natural fit when you think about where we want to go with this in the brand and in the consumer areas.
What kind of collaboration will be possible with that? How much interaction would you have with those sugar beet producers? What do you envision?
Well, we envision it to be no different than how we are collaborating with farmers here in the state of Wisconsin. It's case by case. You know, every farmer is going to choose if it's a sugar beet grower or and a dairy producer. They're going to select the practices and the systems that are going to best align themselves in the marketplace. You know, I think, you know, the collaboration between crops is very, very, very important. Farmers for Sustainable Food, for an example, which will be implementing a lot of these projects, they work with many commodities, and we work with, you know, pork farms, beef farms, and different commodities. So this is just a kind of an interesting twist, because when we looked at it, when we looked at it globally, you know, sugar is, you know, there's a lot of sugar beets raised in our region, so why not partner with them?
Out of curiosity, the National Library of Medicine says sugar beet crops give dairy cows more energy than grain. Could beet sugar be a sustainable feed alternative for dairy cows?
You know, anything's possible. And that's where I like where this project is going, is looking at the innovative ideas we haven't thought of yet. And I just hope that more and more ideas come forward, because, you know, when you give a farmer a challenge, they will meet it and exceed it. But they just need to have the permission to innovate. And I think this is where I think USDA leaning into this, saying, you know what, we want to meet farmers where they are and help them in their journey and assist them throughout this process. And that's what I think really is coming together here, the relationship and partnership with government and the private sector and agriculture. This is I think, going to be a win-win situation for all.
Let's bring on a call. Jane in Suamico is here. Jane, hi.
Yes, hi. I'm really happy to hear about the environmental concerns of this organization. And I wondered if he could speak to the federal and or state subsidies that direct which crops are grown.
Jane, thank you. Does Edge get into this aspect, Tim?
This is strictly, this has nothing to do with farm subsidies. And frankly, the majority of our farmers are, you know, they're developing their products for the marketplace. You know, this is, again, the DNA of Edge is that we really want to inspire farms to do what's right for their farms. It's not based on what kind of check is being written to them from the U.S. government. That's not a priority of ours. We want to make sure we're aligning with our processors that have viable markets to see the attributes of the great products we're producing. That's where we want to derive the benefits for our farms. The role of USDA here is just helping to connect the dots, making sure we have the right resources for farms from an agronomic standpoint, making sure that they have the tools they need to make those improvements. You know, farmers are not looking for handouts. They're looking for resources that can help guide them. And again, another way where farms can share some of their innovations with other farmers. So I think this is more of a collaborative effort. and you hear $50 million, and yes, that's a lot of money, but when we look at the scale of our business, it's a really, really small part, but it's really, really important that the government has decided to partner with farmers, and consumers can partner with farmers, because when we look at the science, there is some really, really, really direct paths where we all win. So I think this is really what this project's all about, is empowering farmers and consumers to work together.
As you work toward those next steps, EDGES, your cooperative is currently hiring staff for its Climate Smart grant project. Talk about the next phase. What is this next phase?
Well, you know, our model has been developed, and we've been testing the model for the last 5 years. We have a lot of great outcomes that we've seen from that. So now, basically, we just want to scale this project throughout the 9 states where we have dairy farmers and processors who are interested. You know, it's making sure we have the right people in place to do the right things at the right time. So what do farmers need? What assistance do they need? It may be on data collection, understanding their data when they look at their farm, EKG, if you will. You know, what is the wellness of their farm when it comes to an environmental standpoint? What are the areas that they could improve, and what tools best align for their improvement? Because every farm and every farmer are different. Every situation is different. So we want to make sure that when we're scaling this, we want to have people that really can work with farms one-on-one, and that's essentially what we're doing, is we're putting together a staffing model that could go out and work with farms and really help them in their journey. Because once you get them started, they need little direction. Mm-hmm. It's just taking that first step in many cases.
CEO of EDGE Dairy Farmer Cooperative, based in Green Bay, Tim Trotter with us as we look at agricultural sustainability, what it means to Wisconsin dairy farms, and a new federal grant. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Tim, on the farm bill, congressional lawmakers are negotiating the 2018, as you know, federal farm bill up for renewal this year, and the Senate set spending at $500 million more than last year. Which issues could Congress prioritize within the farm bill that would most impact your members and the dairy industry in Wisconsin?
Well, what's really important for farmers is, you know, and especially dairy farmers in our sector, is we really want to make sure that, you know, we have really strong agreements within the marketplace. And as we talked about sustainability, it's all about the relationship with their processor and with, you know, the food companies. What we see as a weakness right now is we would love to see that, you know, somehow there could be enabling legislation, and maybe through the farm bill, to help codify what does good written agreements look like. You know, if a farmer is going to position their farm for the future, they want to make sure that they have a strong alignment within their with their processor. And I don't want to give the impression that we feel that there's bad agreements out there. There's not. But we are in a world where we need more certainties. We need to know that if we're producing for a marketplace, that we have that right alignment. So it's kind of an interesting thing that we're looking for within the farm bill, is this enabling legislation to make sure farms have protections for the future. But aside from that, is this making sure that from an export standpoint, that is a big key issue, as I talked about earlier. You know, we are, and we have a great opportunity to be a great and large exporter, especially in the state of Wisconsin, of high quality cheese for a very robust market. We want to make sure that we have safeguards in the farm bill that's really going to promote good trade and good economics. So it's really fundamentals is what's important, making sure we have the right safeguards within USDA to back up good agreements, you know, that we have for trade throughout the world. And just positioning Wisconsin, you know, let's be a little selfish here. We have a great brand. Our brand is known worldwide. We just need to make sure we have a pathway to increase those exports and provide more jobs and opportunities for our state of Wisconsin.
In our last moments together here, just your thoughts on the large national public hearing underway on federal milk marketing orders and the pricing formula for milk. What are you watching for there?
We're just wanting to make sure that things are fair. This, you know, the federal milk marketing order was developed over 80 years ago. It's somewhat archaic, and it needs some tweaks. But we're looking at the future, 10 years down the road. What is it going to take to be competitive in the world, and making sure that our federal programs, federal marketing orders, are really taking advantage of the opportunities we have, and really just trying to inspire farms to do better work and give them some certainty in the marketplace.
Well, Tim, appreciate you joining us. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. Anytime.
Tim Trotter is CEO of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. That's in Green Bay. Edge has member dairy farms in 9 states. We value the contributions you make to the morning show. Listeners like you are part of the conversation with our expert guests on Wisconsin news, on politics, on farming. And during our live show, join in with your questions by dialing 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Be part of the morning show weekdays here from 7 to 9. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the morning show on the Ideas Network.